286 in the Art Scroll describes the frustration on the part of the Kalir who composes this Kina, although it's not clear if he's speaking on behalf of Bai Yisrael, speaking on behalf of Kadosh Baruch Hu, but there's clearly a frustration that's being described over here of Eichen Achein. How could I reach that point of consolation? How can I be consoled? And obviously, this rhetorical refrain continues throughout because there is no answer. Once suggested, the Derech Drush, that in the opening line, Eich Tenachamuni Hevel, reminds us that as long as we are involved in Hevel, as long as we are engaged in things that really are futile and do not have any true value, so then there's no way we're going to find an Achlamah. Because we're just continuing to breed the cause of Churban in the first place. That if we want to really be able to move forward, so we need to be able to step away from the Hevel. The truth of the matter is, when you think about it, the word Nechama, if you look at it in the Torah, does not always mean consolation. You can't translate in every place in the Torah where the word Nechama is used as consolation, as comfort. It more accurately probably should be translated in a more general sense as being able to move on, as being able to make a transition from an unfortunate setback, from circumstances that didn't quite go the way I had wanted, and now be able to move forward. That's really what Nechama is about. That is the root, that is what is at the root of consolation. When we say Amakim Menachem Eschem, it doesn't just mean God should make you feel good, because time has a way of healing, which it does, but Amakim Menachem Eschem, God should give you the foresight, the ability, the strength, the wisdom to be able to pick up and move from here. So to obsess over tragedies only is not the way of the Jew. I have a running debate with a good friend of mine who's in this room right now. What's the point of all this? After all, you know, let us not wallow in self-pity and grief and sit on the floor and mourn. Let us pick ourselves up and do something about it. So my response to him has always been in the past and remains, you're right. And that's exactly why we only do this one day a year. It's incredible. We would have every justification to do this every single day of the year. Rabbi J.J. Schechter said that if we would have a fast day for every major tragedy in Jewish history, we would never be able to eat. We only do this once a year, and we only do it once a year to inspire us. But the greatest inspiration is to seek the Nechama, and to seek the Nechama is not to involve ourselves in Hevel, things that won't come back. The second Beis HaMikdash is never coming back. It's only about looking forward to the third Beis HaMikdash. Eich Tenachamuni Hevel is written through frustration, which we all feel. But the answer, of course, is to truly seek Nechama, we need to be willing to be part of the solution. And if we involve ourselves in Hevel, if we continue to hold on to that which ultimately will not help us cross that divide, so we will never truly be able to claim that Nechama.